Today's Mishnah in Masechet Shviit is Perek Chet, Mishnah Zayin, and we are going on to discuss not merely how it is that you use these payers, how it is that you store these payers, what it is that is affected by the absorption or the hefset of these payers, what you're allowed to buy with these payers. All of these things are part of our Mishnah. So now we've got our payers Shviyas, and we already determined what it is that we're going to be doing with them. And now, what can we actually proceed to do in terms of cooking them? So here, we'd like to cook our Yerek together with some Truma. Can we do that? Says the Mishnah. Ein mevashlim Yerek shel Shviit b'shemen shel Truma. It is not mutter to use Shemen Truma, which is one of Barnea's favorites, in order to cook your stir fries, if your stir fries are Shemitah stir fries. And the reason is, Shelo Yevienu Lidei Psul, because look, you may end up destroying it. Destroying what? So that's not at all clear. What is Shelo Yevienu Lidei Psul? So the Rambam understands very logically that if you put these stir fries into Shemen Shel Truma, there is the possibility that the Shemen will become Tamei, usher to eat, and therefore force you to destroy your Peiro Shvias. And that would be a terrible hefset. You're not allowed to be mafsid Peiro Shvias. And therefore, what the Mishnah is telling us is do not put your Peiro Shvias at risk of being ruined. That's the Rambam's approach, and it's very consistent with the whole approach he has to the sugya. However, the other Rishonim learn that the issue of the possibility of lo yavi perashviyas lidei psul was never raised. Lidei psul is something that is nogea kachim and is nogea truma and so on. But the idea of not destroying the perashviyas because you may bring them into that we don't find. And therefore, it must mean the exact opposite. It means that when the time of the biur arrives, suppose you haven't finished these peros yet, and you're cooking them in oil. Now, this is very unlikely, of course, for stir fries, which was the case I used, which makes more sense for the Rambam. But if you're talking about something that could last for a little bit, and you're mixing them with, you're going to cook them up in Shemen Shel Truma, so then what might happen is that the Zman HaBior comes along, and that would require you to get rid of your peiros. Now, that's not so pashut, is it? Because the biur does not necessarily mean biur, literally, get rid of it. Biur can be done even by being mafkir it. That's the way we paskin. And if that's the case, who cares? So be mafkir it. So they have to explain these Rishonim, that the very fact that you're being mafkirid and it now remains open to everybody could end up being mafsid the truma, because now people are looking around and people are tame, are going to be touching it and they're going to be betami the truma. But the problem, according to these Rishonim, is not the shvias. It's the truma. And since shvias has in it this halach of you have to get rid of it at the particular time of the year when it is, remember, kola lechaya min hasadeh, if it's not open to the chayot hasadeh, then it's kola lebeima min habayit. You got to get it out of your house and out of your barn. And therefore, you're going to bring the truma lidei psul, not the shvias lidei psul. Very different approaches. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and he says, remember that this is not going to be any worse than kachim. And Reb Shimon Shita is that there's no iser being maybe kachim the deipsul. So koshken shemen truma wouldn't be a problem being the deipsul. Obviously, there certainly would be no sense in saying we're worried about bringing the shviyas the deipsul the way the Rambam is learning, and therefore Reb Shimon is matir. Now, what's important to know, now this is very strange, how is this important to know in this Mishnah? What's important to know is the halakha we've discussed many times, namely, acharon acharon nitpas bashviit v'apri atzmo asur. So you need to remember this halacha. You never can take off the din of shviyas from the actual pri or yerek, which is shviyas. But you do toface the value in the event that you use the shviyah. So let's say I take something that is shviyah, and I walk into the butcher, and I exchange my shviyah for a steak. So now what happens is, the butcher has got himself pairs of shviyahs that have to be eaten by Kedusha shviyahs. The steak also has Kedusha shviyahs now. And I've got the same problem I had on that, making sure I don't waste any of it and all of the other stuff that drives the housekeepers crazy. So what happens is that I have to eat the steak by Kedusha shviyahs. I say, oh my God, I can't eat a steak by Kedusha shviyahs. So I walk into the fishmonger. And I say, do me a favor, take this steak and give me salmon. But what happens is, the steak loses its Kedusha Shviyas. But the salmon gets it. Oh, no. So now, it's always going to be this way. The last thing that was exchanged is always going to be Tofes the Kedusha Shviyas, but the pre will never lose its Kedusha Shviyas. So that's what it's telling us. Achron, achron, nitfas b'shviyas, a pre atzmo asur. So, okay, so what does this have to do with the mission that we've just been talking about? Well, I mean, the point over here would be that if in the event that you've got a problem, you're never going to be able to take off the Kedusha Shviyas. And therefore, if in fact you do have to go ahead and be mevayer it, so then you're going to end up endangering the Shem and Truma, and you're going to be maybe at the Day Psul. So we want you to know, don't think that just by exchanging it for something, you're going to get out of this trouble. You're not going to get out of this trouble. You're still going to be maybe. Well, but what about according to the Rambam, that the problem is on the Perot Shvi'it? Be the same idea, except in the inverse. In other words, we want you to know that whatever is going to be Mechayev the Biur, which is part of the Kedusha Shviyas, you're not going to be able to cancel that biur by being poda the Shviyas, because the pre atzmo is always going to be osir. Furthermore, we also want you to know that in the event that you buy something with the Kedusha Shviyas, the same dinim apply. So let's say you brought in some apples to the fruit store and you exchange them for chutzla, or it's lettuce, the lettuce is going to be kadosh by Kedusha Shviyas. So then that means whatever your concern was about the original pre, you now are going to have to worry about the lettuce. That's the other side of the equation. So therefore, yes, the end of the Mishnah is definitely very relevant to the beginning of the Mishnah. Now let's talk about what use. We've been talking about buying steaks, salmon, and so on. What if I don't want to buy salmon and steaks? I want to buy an eved, much more useful than salmon and steak. Ah, you cannot do that. The point is that the Torah says, that you can use all of these, the parasites are for eating, assuming that you are not a cannibal. You cannot buy a vodim with this, and you cannot buy a behemah tmeah with it, because it's not suitable for achila. And therefore, these things will end up being usher. You could also drink it. So it might be okay if Richie were here to buy Talisker, but he isn't here. V'im lakach, in the event that you did, what happens? So now you've spent Shviyas Kedusha on something that is not Royal Achila. Well, what you need to do is you need to take the same value, buy something that's edible, and eat that thing by Kedusha Shviyas. And that way you make up for the Tvisa. Yes, Alon.
Look at the same mechanism. Normally, if you forget Kedusha, you're taking the value of that Kedusha and transfers onto the money. But yeah, the parent still retains its Kedusha. So how is it that what's been transferred to the
Remember, it's always Tofes with Kedusha Shviyas. And what you were responsible to do was to see to it that that would be a form of Hana'at Achila. In this case, you took Kedusha Shviyas, and you used it for something that is not Hana'at Achila. And that was the only thing you had a right to use it for. Now, you're absolutely correct. Nothing really changes in terms of the pre itself, which is why this is a valid transaction. But Midrabbanan, we want you to make up for your being a bum and not using the Paris for what you should have been using it, which is to be a nice, delicious hors d'oeuvre on Gary Alon's table, to which I would be invited. But none of that happened. Okay. So in this case, you got to make up for it. V'im lakach, yochal kenegdan. Ein mevi'in, in a wonderful coincidence. Ein mevi'im kinei zovim, kinei zovais, kinei yoldais. Isn't that lovely? So now we have today's sugya nedarim. So you could not buy all of these things from Dumei Shvi'it. So why are these things special? So here was the other tzad of the Mishnah. So remember, one way of understanding the Mishnah was that the reason that we didn't say korbanos, makriv olav korbanos, why does it say makriv olav kinei zavin, kinei zavos, chatos v'ashamos? Why does it say that? Isn't that a clear-cut proof? No. Because those are things that allow a person to eat. Remember, this person, until he brings these korbanos, is not allowed to eat of kachim. Now that I brought it for him, I'm giving him the hana of eating. Therefore, I needed to mention it in the Mishnah Nedarim. And it wasn't really 100% that's the reason that it mentions kinei zavin or kinei zavas instead of mentioning korbanot. And we had the alternative being that these are the only things that don't require das, and therefore, whichever sugya you're going to try to bring a riot to, you're not going to be able to have a riot, right? But now when it comes here to Shvius, Baruch Avram looks a little tired again here. You've got to look up Juice Newton. I'm dancing as fast as I can. And that's got to become the theme song of Daf Yomi. I'm dancing as fast as I can. Okay. So now in this case, the reason that it mentions Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavais is because you might think, if I was buying a karba and a chatas chalev, I understand, but I'm buying something that's going to enable me to eat. So isn't that considered to be la ochla? This guy's a pretty smart guy, but he's wrong. No. And if he did, and he brought his Kinei Zavin and so on with this, he's still going to have to buy himself a steak and eat it for the same money that he paid. Ein sachin kelin b'sheman shal shevi'it, v'im sach yochal kenegdan. So, the only idea, this guy has just bought a brand new, solid, what do they call that really heavy-duty metal frying pans? I forgot what they call them. But you gotta do sichav, huh? Cast iron. All right. So this guy just bought cast iron. Now the big problem with cast iron is, of course, that they have to be sachet. And they always are sachet with lard. So you can't buy cast iron. So what this guy wants to do is he wants to get raw cast iron, Caleb. Amazon does offer one which it claims is kosher, but that hechsher is not all that great. So now if he wants to do it on his own, he figures he's got lots of shemen of shvias, and I remember learning in a Mishnah somewhere that sicha is kishtiya, and therefore if I'm allowed to eat, I'm allowed to drink, and I'm also allowed to rub. You are allowed to rub, but there's the rub. You can only rub you. You can't rub your cast iron pots, and that's not called sicha. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Imsach, if you did, then you're going to have to buy that amount of steak or whatever and eat it, because you violated the din of le'och la'ach.